This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey folks, Songbird McCain a hero? What? Hey, look at who's honoring John McCain. I mean, that's not what the POWs and the veterans are saying about John McCain. I mean, this is craziness. It truly is. Songbird McCain a hero. Bradley, why are you calling John McCain Songbird McCain? I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. Has anybody taken the time to take a step back and notice who's honoring John McCain? I mean, listen to this. The New York Times, John McCain, war hero, senator, presidential contender, dies at 81 years old. Wow. Here's ABC News. John McCain, Arizona senator and Vietnam war hero, dies at 81. You ready for CNBC? Senator John McCain, hero, POW, maverick, Republican, dies at 81 years old. Folks, the headlines are similar. And of course, this is all coming from the corporate media in this country. The six corporations saying the same things at the same time. Why is it the establishment that everybody's complaining about in this country? Why is it that they're the ones responsible for honoring a man like John McCain? Boston Globe, John McCain, war hero, senator, presidential candidates. Well, folks, he dies at 81 years old. The list goes on and on and on. Concerning the media, that 94% of the American people in this country don't believe. Folks, 94% of the American people don't believe the media. And why? Because the media doesn't know how to tell the truth. It's interesting. My son was out at the Minnesota State Fair. Literally millions of people go through the Minnesota State Fair. We're there for another 8 days, too, by the way. 13th year in a row. 12 hours a day. 144 hours every year. And he runs into a preacher that was talking about how Songbird McCain, he didn't call him Songbird McCain, I did. And that was all extracted from guess who, friends? The POWs and the veterans. But he was talking about how McCain was quite a hero in Vietnam. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, a preacher is telling my son, he calls himself a preacher, though he's not anointed by God to be one, says, yeah, I heard McCain was quite the hero in Vietnam. I mean, folks, the establishment politicians and the media in this country are bent set on telling you, the American people, the opposite of what the truth is. I mean, boy, oh boy, does the establishment and the corporate media love to honor their own. That's right. To honor their own. John McCain, a war hero? According to what they're reporting, that I guess Benedict Arnold was also a war hero as well. I mean, he's got to be. I mean, because these people, if you read Isaiah 5:20, you'll see that they put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So therefore, they must be putting the lie for the truth. And where the truth is, they put the lie in there because that's what they promote. I mean, folks, this is like Barack Hussein Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize for being the conduit of peace. Or like that of the streets across the country and the museums being put in honor of the presidents that have dishonored their oaths in upholding the U.S. Constitution to preserve the rights of the American citizens? Really? Is that what they're responsible for? No, friends, just the opposite. They're disgraceful. They're disgraceful. And by the way, this is why they have zero credibility when they report. But you know why they report? Because they know that there's going to be some useful idiots outside of the useful idiots that they pay that are going to listen to their propaganda. And these are the useful idiots that hold the truth and unrighteousness that say they don't believe the media. But what they do is they parrot what the media says. And just like all the corporate useful idiots that call themselves journalists across the United States of America are parroting on cue, verbatim, word for word. You've heard us play audio before. Thousands of journalist friends over the last couple days on cue saying the same exact things. John McCain, a war hero. Why? It was like Teddy Kennedy and any other corrupt politician, folks. They only honor their own. And it's interesting because the Bible clearly tells us that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Why is the media promulgating that John McCain is a war hero? And I have another question for you. Why are the veterans and the POWs from Vietnam, who made it back, by the way, who have exposed John McCain as a liar and a fraud, why have they been largely ignored by the state-controlled media? Because he's one of their own. See, he's one of these Judases that was faithful to sell you out, America. He was one of these Judases while in Vietnam that was willing to go ahead and make 32 propaganda films for the Viet Cong. They called him Songbird McCain because he told the Vietnamese everything they wanted to know. Matter of fact, many of our boys didn't come back. Many of our boys were killed in Vietnam because of John McCain. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of moments. This all coming from those that the media wanted to silence. The Vietnam vets in the POWs themselves. What did they have to say about John McCain? Was he a war hero? Was he presidential? Was he presidential material? Did he tell the American people the truth? Did he betray POWs in Vietnam and Korea that were given off to the Chinese and to the Russians because of John McCain? I mean, this is like, folks, putting a tag or giving a compliment to Judas for being a good guy when he betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Luke 22:48, and I kid you negative. We're going to be right back. I'll tell you more.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, talking about the heroism of Songbird McCain. Folks, when I seen this across the boards, I just thought within myself that there was more people that were aware of the fruit of this devil, this traitor, this Judas. Seriously. And by the way, if you want to call in 1-866-582-9933 at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, if you want to tell us something different about McCain that we're not aware of, please do. Songbird McCain, sonsoflibertyradio.com, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's on the website. Songbird McCain, a hero. Look at who is honoring him. That's all you have to do. When he came back from Vietnam, look who is there to honor him. Richard Nixon. I mean, Johnson would have been there too, honoring him if he wasn't dead at that point. And we know what Johnson was all about, how he reversed the orders the day after John F. Kennedy was assassinated concerning the reversal on Vietnam. They made over $1 trillion for the military-industrial complex. Folks, I mean, who do these people think they're kidding, right? But look who was honoring him when he came back. Establishment politicians and the media in this country are bent set on telling the American people the opposite of what the truth is. This is what they do on a daily basis. They're just doing their job, say they. No, they're not. No, they're not. John McCain, a war hero. I mean, again, I want you to listen to this carefully. According to what they are reporting, then I guess Benedict Arnold was a hero as well. Remember he meant to sell out West Point? Remember he was responsible for destroying the cause, the American cause? Yep. I mean, again, keep in mind and listen carefully, this is like Barack Hussein Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize for being the conduit of peace. Nobel Peace Prize, they have no credibility. Zero. They undid themselves. Or like that, you know, when you go driving down the street in every state, I go from state to state every month, friends. and you see presidents' names in every state. It seems like there's a, not every single one, but it seems like many states have museums for the presidents of the United States of America. And the streets are named after the presidents. They love to honor themselves. And again, you go to some of these states and you see museums of these presidents and you think to yourself, wait a second. Who's paying for all this? Of course, the taxpayers are, but the money's being reallocated through federal government to pay for these museums so they can honor their own with your money. And again, listen carefully. They put in honor presidents that have dishonored their oaths in upholding the U.S. Constitution to preserve the rights of the American citizens. Folks, this is nothing short of disgraceful conduct. It's ridiculous. Again, I ask the question, who do these con men think that they're kidding? John McCain, a war hero. I mean, most people have their eyes and their ears open. And to those that have over the last six decades, know that the only one honoring this Judas are the same ones that have been guilty of committing the same crimes towards the American people. Friends, let's call it for what it is, because until we do, nothing's going to change. You're being dispossessed through your diplomacy or what you accept through diplomatic measures and apathy. The only ones that have been honoring John McCain as a hero are the same ones that have been guilty of committing the same crimes towards you, the American people. Again, as I said, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. This is what Scripture tells us, Luke 16:15. True. We're not contradicting the Word of God. But that which is highly esteemed among men, the media is causing or trying to desensitize you into believing that John McCain, who's an abomination in the sight of God, was a good man and he deserves to be honored, to be held in high esteem. But however, one has to ask, again, who told you that John McCain was, in any sense of the word, highly esteemed? The media that you don't trust. He's always been, to my knowledge, an abomination in the eyes of the American people. He has, across the boards. Furthermore, you can't believe a word, or you couldn't believe a word, that came out of his lying mouth. Read John 8:44. And it's interesting to me that the world will take these baser sorts and attempt them to put them up as to be emulated in the place of Jesus Christ. Read Acts 12, verse 22. I mean, folks, the propagandist at work in distorted harmony. Yes, I meant to say it that way. Propagandist at work in distorted harmony. And right on cue, the CIA-controlled media enters and lies to your face about the truth of John McCain. All together and in concert, these useful idiots spew out the same lies and propaganda at the same given time. Let me give you the headlines one more time. And I'm going to play this audio for you from the veterans that were there, from the POWs that knew John McCain. I'll play that for you in just a couple of minutes. The New York Times, John McCain, war hero, senator, presidential contender, dies at 81. Consider the source, America. These are the ones. Hey, keep in mind, history is written by men who hung heroes. And those that are looking to a John McCain as a hero are the ones that that history teaches us that these are the ones that are responsible for hanging heroes. They hang the heroes and they put the counterfeits up. It's craziness. ABC News, John McCain, Arizona senator and Vietnam War hero, dies at 81. War hero? War hero? See, NBC, war hero, maverick, hero POW, really? 32 propaganda tapes selling out the American cause. I'm not trying to justify that unconstitutional war in any sense of the word, friends. But I am telling you, he sold out the American cause 32 different times to the Vietnamese. And they called him the prince. And they were going to send him home early. But he couldn't do that because he had a safe face. He couldn't come home while the rest of the POWs were being tortured back in Viet Cong, right? No, can't do that. Gotta stick it out. Because if I go home now, this will ruin my career. I mean, this guy, you can see and discern him a mile and a half away. The Boston Globe, John McCain, war hero. Folks, look at how they say the same things in unison and in distorted harmony. I mean, folks, they are fomenting to their own shame in that unabashedly. Unabashedly. I'm going to play some audio for you. And the audio will expose the media for who they are. Luke 12:2, read it. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And again, the media exposes themselves for who they are because this is the kind of information that they refuse to release to the American people. But this audio will expose the media for who they are. And it will also help set the record straight for those who still may have any questions when it comes to the likes of John McCain. Who better to ask than them that actually knew John McCain? Who better to ask than the veterans that were in Vietnam? Who better to ask than the POWs that were there and partook with the likes of Judas John McCain? Oh, and by the way, it wasn't just John Boy, folks. It was also John Kerry. And it's interesting, the contracts and the Confederacies, friends, the Confederacies that were made because they were willing to sell out our own people, our own boys, our own POWs. By blocking investigation after investigation. But for the most part, those that are paying attention to what's going on in your world and in our world already knew John Kerry was twin brothers with the likes of John McCain. You just need to ask yourself why they would be promulgating that John McCain was a war hero when everybody and their dog, cat, and parakeet know that the opposite is true. When we come back, we're going to play that audio for you. I'm going to play the duration of it. And I want you to hear for yourselves as to what the veterans and the POWs had to say firsthand of their experience with John McCain, who was in fact no hero, but was in fact a traitor to the American cause. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Applause from bystanders who gathered at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial this morning for the wreath-laying ceremony by Cindy McCain. She was accompanied by the Secretary of State and White House Chief of Staff. That was followed by the National Memorial Service held in private ceremony at Washington National Cathedral.
Today we give John Sidney McCain III back to the God of love who gave him to us.
Daughter Megan McCain spoke.
I am here before you today saying the words I have never wanted to say, giving the speech I have never wanted to give, feeling the loss I have never wanted to feel.
There were also tributes from McCain's son Jimmy, President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, Senator Joe Lieberman, and Henry Kissinger. President Donald Trump may not have been invited, but his daughter Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner arrived Saturday to view the service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1EE, YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Without further ado, friends, we're going to play this audio for you by the POWs and the Vietnam vets concerning the likes of John McCain, and I'm going to play it out. Listen carefully.
No apologies, though, for a musical parody that many around the world took as a true sign of his thinking.
Bomberan, bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway, when veterans are together, veterans joke. And I was with veterans and we were joking. And if somebody can't understand that, my answer is please get a life.
I'll tell you, what's not said on the television and will not be said on the television is how much Vietnam veterans and POWs hate John McCain.
The Senate felt compelled to set up this select committee, and that it took them 9 months to set up the committee, mainly because of the opposition of Senator McCain, who was bitterly opposed to any attempt to find the POWs, which is remarkable, seeing that he was a POW himself.
No instance would he ever, ever give in and say there were POWs left behind. And my first question is, how would he know or not know? So just that which is reasonable, he never exhibited, and I don't know why. Maybe it's a guilt complex. Maybe he promised the Vietnamese something. Okay. And I don't know what it is. And maybe he actually believes that. That would be the saddest of all.
He probably did more harm to the idea of trying to get the truth out than any other single person through the efforts he did to block the release of classified intelligence dealing with the POW-MIA problem.
McCain stepped in and, in effect, made it harder to get documentation. That certainly hurt us because we had hoped for a massive release of documentation.
Many, many documents were held back for no reason, and our goal on the committee was to just dump this stuff, to declassify it literally to the public. But of course, they withheld information from the committee. The U.S. government held all kinds of information from the committee, withheld information from the committee. I know that for a fact.
He didn't want nobody to check his background, because a lot of POWs that were with him in the camp said he was a collaborator of the enemy. He didn't want nobody looking into his background in the camp, what went on in that camp. That stuff is still classified, so nobody can see it. And he just had it classified forever, so nobody will ever look at it.
But even POWs we knew who wanted to see their own debriefings were not permitted because of the McCain regulation.
Where did McCain get compliments for doing this? The bureaucrats at the Pentagon.
Right.
Because it put a workload on them. It put a workload on them for missing in action people. And did we need that bill to handle a Scott Spiker case? Oh, you bet we did.
And also what it did, and this is what he really opposed. And if you remember the contentiousness we got into him in his office, was that it would hold the bureaucrats accountable by penalty of law.
That's
if
right.
They lied or if they withheld information.
That's right.
And he fought tooth and nail to protect those bureaucrats.
Yes.
Because they were protecting him.
I could never understand that. Why would we, if someone was guilty of withholding information that would help us to solve the mystery of what happened to an MIA and did it deliberately, why would we not want to prosecute that person? So I could never understand it. I thought the language was written. I know Bob Dornan had a hand in it. I thought the language was written very well. I supported it, fought for it hard in the U.S. Senate and mostly on the Armed Services Committee where we debated it. But it was watered down to basically where it was almost worthless.
Now, one of the things that happened with that bill is that we were submarined. The House side, we passed it with no, I don't believe anybody opposed it. It was a pretty much unanimous vote.
401-0 on the House, with every single Republican who is serving sponsoring it, and about a third of the Democrats.
But on the Senate side, we had one person standing in the way of getting in positions that would have been very tough on government bureaucrats who didn't tell the truth. And that one person was Senator John McCain.
Folks, just so I can paint the picture for you really quick. John McCain and the Republicans did everything in their power. I want you to listen to me carefully, America, especially you veterans and those that have lost their sons and their daughters, their dads and their moms, their uncles and their aunts, their neighbors, their cousins, their grandpas, their grandmas, in any war. John McCain and the Republicans, every single one of them, voted to shut down any investigation and the possibilities of getting POWs or those that went MIA in Vietnam back home. They did everything in their power to block any investigation into finding our MIAs or our POWs. Just so you can understand what they're talking about. And the veterans and the POWs and those that had a care for what was going on with our MIAs and our POWs, had a hand in trying to make sure that our government was held responsible for our POWs and our MIAs. And John McCain and the Republicans, just to show you there's no difference here, were those that were continuously, folks, squelching any investigation into going back over there and finding our boys. They were the ones blocking the investigation. Just wanted to make that clear.
And John Kerry both were not pursuing this with the same approach that I was.
He insisted that no committee be set up unless he was chairman. Obviously,
a hero, America?
Kill everything.
Okay, I appreciate you inviting me here, but what I don't understand is this: you're supposed to have a committee of 12.
Everybody walked out on our veterans.
All my congressmen from Connecticut walked out. All the senators were on that panel. They all walked away. McCain took off. Kerry took off. All that evidence was coming out of Korea because they knew that if they came and listened to the truth, they'd have to keep the hearings open.
They didn't want any information. So they weren't interested in doing anything with the information other than trying to discredit it.
North Korea did not return a large number of American servicemen at the end of the war, and that some of the men left behind were sent to communist China and to the Soviet Union. Internal documents and statements made at the time also show that our government believed that men were still alive in captivity, and until only a few months ago has kept that reality from the American people. It has covered up what it knew through a pattern of denial, misleading statements, in some cases lies. And by doing so with regard to the Korean conflict, it broke its commitment with the people who put on the uniform to fight for the freedoms and protection that we and our allies enjoy today.
What I found interesting was that, coincidental to Kerry running the committee, Vietnam gave to Kerry's family sole rights for the negotiation of all real estate issues within Vietnam.
They sold their souls, friends. Literally sold their souls. They wanted rights to all real estate in Vietnam, so Kerry sold his soul so he could make a little money off the blood of our boys. That's what they're talking about.
I'm an old Vietnam veteran. Never got in country over there, but I was back in the jungles using a top secret clearance for different things during my years as a Vietnam veteran. And I know a lot of Vietnam veterans, brother, and a few POWs. And all the POWs that I've talked to over the years say that John McCain is a lying skunk. You know, that he never was tortured. They were there in the camp with him, and when he came in with his two broken arms because he failed to pull his arms in when he bailed out of his plane and had a leg injury, he immediately started spilling his guts about everything because he didn't want to get tortured. And he made 32 different videos for the communists speaking out against America and how evil they were for what they were doing in Vietnam.
In which circumstances have you been shut down? I was on a flight over the city of Hanoi, and I was bombing and was hit by either a missile or any aircraft fire. I'm not sure which. And the plane continued straight down. And I ejected and broke my leg and both arms and went into a lake. Into a lake.
Information shows that he made over 32 tapes of propaganda for the Vietnamese government.
We do know that when he was there, that he cooperated with communist news services in giving interviews that were not flattering to the United States.
He made those transcriptions, and in the transcriptions, I heard a POW who heard them coming into his cell and said, "Oh my God, is that Admiral McCain's son? Is that the Admiral? Son, is that Johnny telling us?"
Folks, are you listening to what's going on here? Who would honor this traitor? traitors. And that's why the media and others in your government today are honoring this man as a hero, because to them, he was a hero. I mean, just think about that. How do you put a crown on Judas? But that's exactly what these people are doing, because they're just like him. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's funny. There's a true story out there. Edward the Eagle. And it's funny because it's a cute story. It's a true story. It's actually a really cool, innovative, inspirational movie for those that try to make excuses as to why they don't overcome. I mean, if this kid can overcome, anybody can overcome is what I'm saying. And it has a really cool storyline because this kid, in the eyes of the world, could have never did anything. But he did everything because he didn't listen to the world. He overcame. And during that movie documentary, there was a point where he had something in his hand, and he was swinging it. And what it did is it wrapped itself around his head, and it ended up hitting himself with it. And in Proverbs 26, verse 8, and you see this in cartoons as a kid, too, by the way. But when you look at Proverbs 26, verse 8, it says, "And as he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool." You don't bind a stone in a sling, because if you do that, it's going to come back and hit you. Right? And that's exactly what we're doing right now, is we're showing you that the media and other corrupt politicians And I want you to keep in mind what the veterans and POW said during this video, during the last segment, that every single Republican stonewalled the investigation concerning those POWs and veterans that were left MIAs in Vietnam. And we're told that they were sent to Russia and China. And we've never heard another word from them since because of the likes of John Kerry and John McCain. What's wrong with you, America? You know, it's funny because I remember back in the 80s, there was a movie called Rambo. And throughout this movie, what they did is they wanted to please Inquisition from the families that believed that their loved ones that fought in Vietnam were still alive. And so what they did is they picked up John Rambo as a veteran to go back and get them at all cost. Well, they didn't really want him to go get them at all cost. He was expendable. And by the way, Rambo knew that he was expendable. But the storyline goes almost verbatim as to what we're talking about right now. And I almost wonder if the one that wrote the story, Rambo, didn't actually get the information from what we're talking about right now concerning John McCain and the Republican stonewalling investigations to go back and get our MIAs and our POWs. And throughout that movie, Rambo, there was one individual that kept stonewalling everything. Stonewalling everything. And it's exactly John McCain, America. It's exactly John Kerry. And folks, the sad part of what we're dealing with here in this country is you have the media playing the fools on the behalf of none other than John McCain. Doesn't that tell you who they are? Well, it should. When they attack people for doing the right thing, doesn't that tell you who they really are? Well, it should. And now he's gone, and to be quite honest with you, he's not going to be missed. Because while he was alive, that's all you ever heard anybody do, is complaining about his schemings. I mean, he was a snake. Is what he was, friends. And you do need to understand that Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. And this is exactly what the media is doing to you today, along with corrupt politicians. And for those that don't know the difference concerning John McCain, you really need to hold your tongue until you do. Because there's no honor found in a man like this. He wasn't a man. He was a coward. He was a traitor to his own people. He didn't just stop there, friends. He took it another step to make sure that he was the chairperson if there was any investigation or commission set up to go back and actually find out if there was any POWs or MIAs. I can't reiterate that point enough. He had to make sure that it went no further than his seat. And the veterans and POWs, what did they say during the last segment? He had to kill it. He killed everything. Why is the media putting this man up to be a hero? He's not a hero. He's a Benedict Arnold, friends. He's a Judas, friends, like that of John Kerry. And most people know that John Kerry was a traitor and is a traitor. And listen, during the last segment, what did we hear the POWs? That came home, and the veterans that came home, what did they have to say about John Kerry? He wanted the real estate contracts on real estate in Vietnam. These men literally sold their souls. These men, let's get aside of that, because I don't care that that's what they did. They made their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. What I care about is the fact that they sold out our brothers in Vietnam. I care about the fact that they were willing to do it along with 401 Republicans in a stonewall effort, and they saw it through, friends. They stonewalled every effort to make sure nobody looks beyond their lies, their deceptive measures. And that, by the way, is the very definition of stonewalling, friends, and it's exactly what they did. There's just a little bit more left on this audio, and I want you to hear it. Go ahead and play the duration, friends. Sam?
That our principal targets are schools, orphanages, hospitals, temples, churches. That was Jane Fonda's line.
Certainly you do what you need to do to stay alive. Nobody would fault anybody for that. But there comes a point in time where enough is enough.
He admits that he
gave
him all of the
codes, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Everything.
And it's interesting that he admitted that he gave all this information up.
People do that, but it turns out he wasn't tortured. And then he started singing like a canary in seconds.
Yeah, they call him, the Vietnamese communists call him the Songbird. Matter of fact, that's his code name up there is Songbird McCain, because he just came into the camp singing and telling them everything they wanted to know.
And it sounds so good at first. McCain was offered the chance to come home. They called him the prince. And he could have. But nobody ever takes that one step beyond that. If John... Admiral John McCain II, Jr., if his son, a lieutenant senior grade, had accepted this princely status and come home in 1967, while the others would sit there for 5 years, what would the Navy have done with the son of an admiral who opted to get special treatment and come home? No Navy career, no House seat, no Senate seat would have been the end of his career. So what I'm saying is, yes, he chose to stay, but did he have an alternative if he ever wanted to have a life? And what would it have done to his father?
Yeah, yeah. Benedict Arnold, speaking of which, for those that do not know who Benedict Arnold was, did you know that everybody thought that he was a patriot? The way that they put up John McCain? Yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. In July of 1780, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He had already begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton, interesting, in New York City through Major André, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regime. Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for close to $3 million. That would be what it's equivalent today. It was $20,300, and it was equivalent to $3 million today and a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for strategic importance. Why do you think they put John McCain in the senatorial position in Arizona? Because he's a player. He was willing to sell us out. Just like the 401 that stonewalled the investigation and going back and getting our POWs and our MIAs. Only to find out that they were handed off to the Russians and Chinese. Friends, we need to think about what's going on here and what's happened in the past so it doesn't repeat itself. He chose, Benedict Arnold did, West Point for a strategic importance. The Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the north from the south. His plans were thwarted when Major André was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold. André was carrying documents that betrayed and disclosed the plot and which incriminated Benedict Arnold and André, who, by the way, was later hanged as a spy by President George Washington. Maybe we need to go back to the methods of the Word of God, friends, so we don't have to deal with this any longer. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.